Boker Tov, it's Parasha Chayei Sarah. That means that everybody is in the Parasha. Single, dating, married, everybody's in the Parasha, Virusin V'Nisuin, because we learn a lot of the random halachot and ideas of marriage from this week's Parasha. Most specifically, we learn about Kiddushei Kesef. In halacha, we have two steps to every marriage. It's not just dating and marriage or engagement, it's Erusin V'Nisuin. Erusin means that you designate a woman to be your wife. She hasn't yet entered your domain. It's Eshet Ish Shelo Bevet HaBaal. She hasn't yet entered the husband's domain. Nisuin means that she's Eshet Ish Bevet HaBaal. She has entered her husband's domain, and they were married already from the Erusin. They were to break it off, she would need a get from the moment you put the ring on her finger, the Erusin ring under the chuppah. But, and they can't live together, Midrabanan, until they have Nisuin. How does one accomplish Erusin? Mishnah says in the beginning of Masechet Kiddushin, Isha nikneh b'shloshah derachim, three ways to acquire a woman, kesef, shetar, and biah. Not to be confused with three ways to acquire an eved, which is kesef, shetar, and chazakah. But it's the same idea, either way. So the Gemara says that we don't do biah nowadays. Rav mangid amad mekadesh b'viah. Rav used to flog anybody who would be mekadesh b'viah, because it's just disgusting. It's peritzuta, the Gemara says, to get married through Biyah in front of two Eidim, to tell them that this is what you're going to do. Therefore, we knock that one out. You're only left with Kesef and Shetar. So how come nowadays we only use Kesef under the Chuppah? The Rambam is well known for saying, Minhag Kol Yisrael. The Rambam says the Minhag of the entire Jewish nation is that we only get married with Kesef and nothing else. And not only that, we only use Shaveh Kesef. What's the difference between Kesef and Shaveh Kesef? Kesef means I give you a coin, a peruta, half a barley grain's worth of weight in silver. Shaveh Kesef means I give you a ring. That's not actual Kesef, that requires a derasha, yashiv, l'rabot kes Shaveh Kesef, to tell me that I can use a ring to get married. And you have to make sure, and that's actually the former minhag of all the Sfaradim in Iraq, in Iran, and it's still in Syria, amongst the Syrians, is to actually use Kesef. Many have the minhag, had the minhag, to use an actual coin. In Iran, I remember my grandmother told me that she used both hagle kiddushin and a coin of kiddushin also. A ring and a coin. Others say they only use the ring. Others say they only use the coin. Right? By the time Rabbi Ben Chaim got to Iran, this minhag was gone because the Ben Yishchai, already not too long before, said that we should just switch to the ring because it works better al pi Kabbalah. But even the Syrians, Bazman Hazeh, still do the coin. That's called Kesef and Shaveh Kesef. You have to make sure if you're using Shaveh Kesef, using something that's worth money, that's not actual money, such as a ring, you have to make sure that it's not a mekach ta'ut, it's not a mistaken transaction. Not everybody works at Levion to know how much a chocolate diamond is actually worth. So when you give a girl a ring, she might not know the difference between the $10,000 Levion diamonds and the 25-cent supermarket ones from the vending machine. Unfortunately, they're not so educated. They don't all go to college. So therefore, I'm just joking, whatever, fine. If you don't want to laugh, it's too early, that's beseder. So therefore, the Rishonim recommend not using a ring with a stone. Get a $60 plain ring, and then afterwards, you can give her whatever you want, b'chavod, whatever you can afford, buddy. Whatever you work for all these summers before you get married, you're going to blow on this anyway, so it's up to you how much you really want to spend. But that's why we recommend not using a ring with a stone. A double ring ceremony is completely antithetical to the concept of kiddushin, because it's ki yikach ish isha. And a man takes for himself a wife. He has to take himself a wife, so the wife isn't taking him. And if you inform them that, no, she's taking you, it might actually be a pasul kiddushin. It's a big machloket in the poskim. But it's, for sure, it's chukot akum. It's in imitating non-Jewish practices for using a double ring ceremony. So you don't do that. But the ring has to belong to the chatan. I remember Rabbi Balanes from Roslyn was doing a wedding last year, in August, and the chatan got a ring from his future in-laws. So the ring has to belong to the chatan, and it can't be al tinai that he marries the daughter. So Rabbi Balanes said, under the chuppah to the chatan, and to the chatan's future in-laws, this is his ring? And they said, yes. It's okay if he walks away right now and doesn't marry your daughter? It's okay that this is still his ring? They spent all this money on a wedding. It's still okay? He said, yes. So okay, fine, they got married. Baruch Hashem. But Otherwise, it could be pasul. It's actually a little bit of a question if your borrowed ring is pasul or not. The Rosh has a teshuvah that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch about how you could get away with using a borrowed ring. But the Halacha Rav Avadia says there's a Rashba who disagrees, so therefore we're machmir. This isn't so pashut. If you just learn Shulchan Aruch, you won't see this halacha. It's important to learn this Rav Avadia by taba'at shu'la, by borrowed rings. Otherwise, you'll miss halacha l'maaseh that's very important and can be posel kiddushin min haTorah. We're still choshesh. Either way, finally, in order to accomplish kiddushin, you need to have edim. It's edim. It's a question of biru davar or kiyuma davar. Ayin the Rashba and Rav Moshe. Either way, you need to have edim ksherim, and it's a whole question if they should see the kala's face or not. Big machloket poskim and minhagim. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi. Rabbi Ben Chaim has a fantastic story he loves telling about how he insisted on seeing the kala's face, and they were like, no, zelo min hak shelanu, and he got his way, but then they wrote a teshuvah against him. Whatever, fine. Finally, just to conclude, this week's parasha, we find that we learn Kiddushei Kesef from Ephron. Kicha, kicha, miste Ephron, right? Kicha, ishishai, in parasha Kidetzei, and natati kesef asadeh, kach mimeni. Ephron was a scoundrel. He thought he was ripping off Avram Avinu, right? Selling him Ma'arah Machpelah, which in Chevron, which is garbage. Swampland. You can't plant anything there. In agrarian society, it's a lo shave klum. How much do you sell it for? 400 big dollars. And Avram Avinu was willing to pay that. Isn't it crazy how from the biggest ripoff in history, the first ripoff in the Torah, we learn the mitzvah of kiddushin, getting married? And that's what we all do. We don't do shitar, which is almost explicit in the Torah. We don't do biyah, but we do this one. Isn't it strange? Rabbi Chester from Hank, I remember Rabbi Chester from Hank and from Achenu tells a beautiful idea that what was Ephron thinking? What a sucker. I'm getting the better end of the deal here. For this piece of garbage land I'm getting so much money for, what a great deal. What was Avram Avinu thinking? Eretz Yisrael? It's priceless. Whatever it costs, doesn't matter. So too in every marriage, both sides have to understand at every point of their lives that they're getting the better end of the deal. Never think that I'm doing my wife a favor by being married to her. She's doing me a favor, because what do I deserve? She's the sucker for marrying me. I obviously have to be good, but I'm the one who got the better end of the deal here. And that's why we start every Jewish marriage with this idea in mind, that we learn Kiddushei Kesef from Ephron. Everybody should have a great day.